It's time now for the Kill the Can podcast.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Kill the Can podcast. Today is, it's Tuesday. Yesterday was Martin Luther King Day. I actually took the day off. My kids had the day off school, and we actually went skiing. I live in the Cleveland area. We drove from Cleveland, and we went to Seven Springs in Pennsylvania. It's about a 2.5 hour trip or so. And man, is it cold in this area of the country. I'm not sure where you guys are listening to me from. Again, I said I'm in Cleveland and Seven Springs. It was in the single digits this past weekend with a feels like temperature in the negatives. This morning in Cleveland, it is 9 degrees, and my morning commute kind of sucks. It is a little snow, some ice, and you know, if you've ever driven in this sorts of weather, you know that even if they're trying to get to the roads and keep them plowed and those kind of things, the chemicals that they use, typically salt and those kind of things, really doesn't work all that well when the temperature is this cold. So conversely, you just got to kind of take it slow and be careful. It's kind of funny as I just dropped off my son at school and I'm on the way to the office. It boggles my mind how many people that live in Cleveland, they still don't understand how to drive in snow. They don't understand how to drive in ice. It's hilarious to me that you will see so many people on the side of the road, and typically they are in like bigger trucks or SUVs. I just don't understand how people don't get that just because you're in a vehicle that might be quote unquote better in the ice and snow. Ice is still slippery. It doesn't matter how heavy your vehicle is. So, that's kind of my PSA to take it slow. Regardless of what kind of vehicle you're driving. So let's see. I got a question from somebody that asked to remain anonymous, and I will certainly respect that wish. And they say, I'm 21 days off one can of 6 milligram Zin per day. How do you deal with work and stress triggers? I'm struggling. I chewed gum and drank coffee and water and walk, and I'm still cloudy. I've got a quick temper and I'm really stressed. So first of all, to this person, congratulations on 21 days of freedom. That is absolutely amazing. You are 3 weeks in, which I know you don't feel like it right now, but you are well on your way to a life of freedom from nicotine. In your case, it sounds like it was Zin. I don't know if you had history with other smokeless tobacco as well. Again, a lot of the questions that I'm getting these days are around quitting Zin and, you know, the nicotine pouches and those kind of things. I apologize. My car is beeping. I just came to a stoplight here and my car was beeping. So let's see, 21 days in. You are still at the kind of early beginning stages of your quit at this point. It is completely normal to still be stressed, full of anxiety, really, really grumpy. And you might start to get, you might be in this kind of foggy phase as well. We talk about the fog of quitting dip or the fog of quitting nicotine. You are kind of smack dab right in the middle of that, or you might be. You mentioned that you were already doing walks and drinking water. That would have been, and still is some of my suggestions to do that. I'm a big fan of continuing to flush your body. Water, a lot of liquids. I know some people will recommend like cranberry juice. And that's not to get the nicotine out of your system, really, because the nicotine after 3 days is already out of your system. But it's just, water is just in general good for your body. The more you can kind of flush other toxins out of your body, the better, and you know, the quicker you will kind of regain your kind of what normal is going to be for you. I don't want you to be discouraged that after 21 days you're still not feeling quote unquote normal. It's going to take quite a bit of time. There is an article, if you haven't read, on the website called What to Expect When You Quit Dipping. That article outlines with remarkable accuracy the first 100 days or so of your quit. That is not written by just me. That is written with the input of thousands and thousands of quitters over the years at Kill the Can. It lays out, like, here's day one, day two, day three, the first 10 days through, you know, those kind of things. What you're dealing with now, this irritability, this grumpiness, anxiety, stress, very, very, very normal. In fact, it would be abnormal if you weren't dealing with these sorts of things. So, it's going to sound strange, but congratulations. You are, on the path to success and to freedom. When it comes to specifically stress and anxiety at work, I don't know where you work. I don't know what sort of a relationship you have with your coworkers. I don't know if they are or were aware that you were a nicotine user. My suggestion, if you can, would be to have a conversation with them and explain to them what it is you're going through. Hey folks, I used to use nicotine. I used to use Zyns. I just recently quit them. I'm a little bit or a lot on edge. I am irritable. I'm grumpy, you know, those kind of things. If you have that sort of relationship that you can talk to those people, I would suggest to be open and honest with them. Explain to them, and hopefully they will cut you a little bit of slack, give you a little bit of leeway, and have a little bit of a compassion for what it is you're dealing with. Not only that, but the more people you bring into your quit and share your experience with, the more people you have there to support you, to hold you accountable, to see how you're doing, to ask you questions, you know, those kind of things. This is one of those things that Kill the Can offers to all of our members, is that support and accountability, that group. If you haven't yet, I would urge you to join our Discord server, get involved with our social media, especially on our Discord server. We have thousands of people that are quitting one day at a time, just like you. We understand what you're going through because we all have been there. Either we're going through it with you and we're on day 21 just like you are, or some of us are less than that. Others are, you know, years and years and years into our quit, but we still show up every single day because of that brotherhood, because of that accountability, and because of, you know, really wanting to give back to the community that helped get us to be free from our nicotine addiction. Okay, so that is if you have coworkers that you can have a conversation with. If you don't, if you work in an environment where you can't tell people that you were quitting, or you can't tell people that you were using, or you just don't have anybody that you can talk to, or those kind of things. Again, I mentioned before, I would urge you, get involved with our community. It is, you don't have to go through nicotine withdrawals by yourself. Let's just say, for argument's sake, you're not married, you don't have a partner, you don't have a spouse, a brother, a cousin, a mother, a dad, you know, those kind of things. The Kill the Can community is there for you, and we get it. I cannot tell you how many times I have heard that, you know, hey Chewy, I thought I was alone and I joined, and oh my goodness, like, these people get it. And don't feel like if you're in a certain profession that you might not think is a normal profession, for, you know, that dips. I'm here to tell you, you'd be shocked at how many different types of people belong to the Kill the Can quitting community. We've got white collar, blue collar, professional. We have dentists. We have military. We've got police officers, firefighters. Like, literally, it runs the gambit. Lawyers. We've got males. We've got females. You'd be shocked how many female quitters there are out there. We've got young, old. I mean, literally, it runs the gamut. So I don't want you to think that just because you are, hey, I am, I'm X number of years old and I'm a female and I'm in a professional environment, there's not going to be anybody there that understands what I'm going through. I'm here to tell you, there absolutely is. Back to work. Work is stressful to begin with. And so it is very, very common to deal with these sorts of things, especially when you're in, 21, 30 days into your quit. Again, I would suggest drinking lots of water. Be careful with caffeine. If you're a coffee drinker or a tea drinker and you use caffeine, nicotine will actually cut the effects of caffeine on your body. So when you take away that nicotine, the effects of caffeine on your body are actually going to be more than they were when you were using nicotine, maybe up to double. So for example, if you normally drink, say, 2 cups of coffee, and then you take that nicotine out, the effect of that 2 cups might be as much as 4 cups of coffee on your body. That caffeine doesn't affect everybody, but it's really, I always like to tell people, I'll get, oh my God, I'm so jittery or blah, 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 I haven't increased my coffee intake. That's why. It's because you've actually taken that nicotine away and the caffeine now is affecting you more than it did when you were dipping. I know that when I was using nicotine on a regular basis, I used to drink 4 or 5 cups of coffee throughout the day. Now I drink maybe 2. And again, I just found that it made me super, super jittery, made my heart race and, all those kind of things that caffeine will typically do to you. I'm not telling you not to drink caffeine, but just be well aware that it might affect you differently now that you are quitting nicotine. So just kind of be on the lookout for that. The fact that this person reached out to me, and again, it's not that it's me, but they're reaching out with a question, is an awesome thing because it shows that you recognize that you're having some issues and they need to be addressed. And that right there is a huge first step. So congratulations. Again, I think you're well on your way. Like I said, you're 21 days into your quit. You're 3 weeks in. Before you know it, you're going to start to string together a couple days where that stress level comes down, that anxiety comes down. You find you're not quite as irritable as you were. Oh, one other thing. If you're not, you may want to try to find a nicotine-free, tobacco-free alternative out there. There are a ton of, you said you were a Zyn user, there are a ton of pouch products out there that are phenomenal, in my opinion. They've got an amazing taste. They don't contain nicotine, but they will allow you to continue that act of using Zyn or smokeless tobacco or what have you. For a lot of people, these fake dip smokeless alternative products or nicotine alternative products are really, will scratch that itch just enough to kind of get you over the hump. So for example, if you're used to at work always having a nicotine pouch in, my suggestion would be pop in one of these nicotine free pouches. It will, kind of give you and help maybe with that oral fixation, and it just might be enough to kind of get you over the hump. The other thing is, if you're still having what I would consider cravings, just recognize cravings don't last all that long. A couple, 2 or 3 minutes, when one hits, breathe, take a drink of water. If you can, get up, walk around for two minutes, 90 seconds, whatever. And by the time you get back to your workstation, your desk, wherever you are, most likely that crave will be gone. Again, congratulations on 21 days. I hope this was helpful for you. I cannot wait to hear about your success in the future. I hope you reach out again. Anybody else, if you've got a question, comment, concern you'd like me to talk about here on the podcast, please shoot me a DM, shoot me a message, however you can get a hold of me. I'd love to hear from you. That being said, I'm honored to be quit with each and every one of you. We'll talk to you soon, quitters. Have a wonderful day.
Join us again next time for another edition of the Kill the Can podcast.